The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. It's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch and put your comments on there. If you miss the first hour, fun first hour. Little sports and a little stuff and a little Corona. A lot of Corona. Jerome Bevo says a question everybody should ask during a job interview is, how did your company respond to the virus?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope that when we get back to people getting hired, that that's a good thing to be able to ask. Foster asked, do you guys know if there's a gym or workout facility that's open? I'm dying over here. I don't. I quit going, 3 weeks ago to the one I go to, and then they wound up shutting it down, which it depends. There's not really anything you can do that's not going to be dangerous because people don't wipe the stuff down enough. And let's say you go get on a machine that somebody was on, and you can't put a group together for spinning. I mean, I basically have just taken to going for runs, and this weekend I'm going to do some bike rides. So, you know, that's – and do a bunch of push-ups and stuff. I don't have any weights at the house, but I got a friend who lives nearby who has some who's offered them to me, so I may go do that. But
I've got kettlebells. Like, if you got kettlebells, you can work out.
Yeah.
You can do 100 different things.
But you can find a lot of workouts even without that. I mean, that's kind of where
– go run. Do push-ups. Yeah. Do sit-ups.
That's kind of my plan. Push up, sit ups, go for a run. And I was trying to get back into shape to start running 10Ks again. So it's kind of a perfect way to do it. Get back to running. And, before we get to this, I do have something that, and I'll get some more details after I kind of work it out. But for those of you who are bored and want something to read, I'm going to work on a new original Jesse Christian short story for the people who like the book this weekend. And when I get that done, I'm going to put together kind of a compilation of a bunch of short stories I've written over the years, most of which you can't find anywhere. And I'm going to just put them on a PDF file. We're not going to do it as, you know, a real published thing. But if enough people are interested for a donation, I'll send you all those. And if I die, they'll be worth a lot because it'll be a personal file from me. You'll have to read it on your computer or you can print it out either way. And what we'll do with that money is help out people here at Gal Media that wind up needing it, listeners who wind up needing it, depending on how much we get. But I'm thinking, you know, that would be pretty – well, I won't say it'd be easy because I got to come up with an actual original story that doesn't suck. But I've got some cool stuff that nobody's ever read that, you know, it's – you know, when I die, it'll be worth a lot. So – and I'm thinking for like $10 donation. And we'll raise as much money as we can, and we'll have that money – here over the next couple weeks when people start needing it. So if we needed to buy supplies or whatever, but I'll have more details on it. I haven't really figured out the best way to do it yet. And I'm kind of going through, like, my brother found this short story I wrote for this magazine in college, you know, 30 years ago, and the magazine's defunct. There's no copies of it. So it's just been sitting there. And so I'll include stuff like that. And there'll probably be enough for 5 hours of reading if you want. So just something that I'm going to put together and hopefully help out the Blitzers and hopefully help out some people here, because it's going to hit us all hard.
It's going to keep, it ain't done.
Yeah. So, so I'm going to try to get that going as soon as possible, simply because, you know, that people are going to start needing it pretty soon. So 713-780-ESPN. Can I, somebody asked a real good question. What would we do in this day and age without these streaming services? Feel like it would be a caveman lifestyle.
It would be.
I go back to 2008 when I quit and we didn't have power. I didn't have power for 2 weeks. that was awful because there wasn't anything. I mean, I couldn't get online, couldn't work. The only thing I could do was go to Nick's place because they were open. And that was it. So I have one comforting thing in these trying times.
Trying times. Comfort me, Fred.
You can take 70% of the people off the road in this city, and the drivers still suck.
Well, yeah. Some things never change, bro.
I was coming in down West Park, and you know how there's always that one guy who's going to turn left when the light changes, and he's going to gun it and go as fast as he can. And I had to slam on the brakes to keep from hitting him, even though I had the right of way. And I
should have smashed him.
No, I was driving the wife's car. You think I'm stupid enough to do that?
Would have been his fault.
I know it'd have been his fault, but
you could have faked an injury, and whatever money you got for that, you could have donated to the people who get canned here at Gal Media.
Well, if I'd been driving my Camaro, I would have hit him.
Okay,
but yeah, I can't crash the wife's car, so. Asking for a friend says, speaking of the gym, my drinking recovery just took a big hit. The steam room at the gym was a savior. Yeah, that sauna was always a great, dude, I'm hungover.
Yeah.
Get out there and sweat out all the vodka, sweat out all the whiskey. But that's also part of the problem because when you're sweating that crap out in there, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. And Bleed Blue says, sign me up. Where do I donate? I got to figure out the best way to do it because I'm basically going to have to send everybody this PDF file personally through email, and we'll do it through PayPal or something or Venmo or whatever. But I'll have details for everybody on Monday, and we'll start it then. But the main thing is I have to sit down and come up with a story, and I've got some ideas, but I kind of want to have something completely original that hasn't been out there before, plus some of this archive stuff. So. Somebody asked, hey Fred, just wondering how Sports Map's doing. We just had a monster day today. We're having another great month, and people are kind of stuck at home, so we're still producing some great videos and some great content. And you know, it's really difficult right now to keep coming up with good content because there is no sports. And unlike the show, which is, you know, we talk about everything, but Sports Map is pretty much a sports site. And for us to keep that going is going to be difficult, but you know what? Got a lot of good people. You're not going to lose any content, and hopefully it'll keep you guys entertained during the day and keep your sports fix. And yeah, I will put on Sports Map when I decide to do this, this donation thing. I'll put that on Sports Map so you'll have all the details, and I'll put it on Twitter, and everybody can, you know, do what you can.
There you go.
So. A32 says, oh my God, they're actually arguing that the Texans are AFC South favorites on 6-10.
I mean, listen, the AFC South is so bad. It doesn't look like it's going to be.
Honestly, I thought
it was bad before.
I can't make fun of them for that because when I look at what the Titans have done, I feel like they've taken a step backwards. I mean, they gave away Jarrell Casey for nothing, and that guy was such an important part of their defense, and Mike Vrabel is going to be calling plays. We saw that act before. So, you know, that makes me wonder about them. Jacksonville's a mess, and the Colts, if you get Phillip Rivers throwing 20 picks, I don't know. I think the Colts have the best coach. I think they've got a more dynamic quarterback than what they had before. But so, I mean, I think they're the favorites, but it's not ludicrous to make it because it's so easy to look at the Texans and say, boy, they just gave away their best player.
Right.
But and guess what? You know, this is the worst part. You get an extra playoff game, extra playoff team.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness.
So guess who can go 8-8 and get in there? So,
you know, they will if they can.
Hey guys, got to get a plug for my wife's grandfather's Tex-Mex restaurant, Don Teo's on 34th and Oak Forest. Would love to take you guys for some food over once we're over this crowd. Hey, as long as they're selling, man.
Yep.
So, yeah. And yeah, 832 is also very correct. I can attribute a lot of Sports Map success to Bill O'Brien's failures.
Probably so.
And from a content standpoint, this was a gift for us.
And the failures of Bill O'Brien
and the
cheating of
subsequent
the
cheating of the Astros have carried us. There's no question.
Good for you.
Yeah, would I rather not have to write the 5 worst trades in Houston history? Yeah, I would rather write something pleasant. I would rather write the five best trades in Houston history.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would.
Okay.
I'd love for him to make a trade like that where I could say, you know what? Where does this compare to Jeff Bagwell? When do I ever get a chance to do that? So, yeah. But that there's no question. It's helped our traffic. So, anyway. And so he says, Fred, I'd do $20 for that. I'm just going to ask for minimum of 10. And then if you want to pay more for it, it's great. And if you eventually want to print it out and have me sign it whenever we can all get together again, happy to do that too. So Jacob says, if you call Penthouse Magazine, I'm sure they have all your short stories archived in back issues. the old forum.
Zinger.
I did write kind of a time travel sex story back in college. I can't find that one. It wasn't very good.
Oh. I thought you were going to say you wrote into Penthouse Forum.
I'm sure I did.
So great.
So, yeah, I mean, we're, I mean, I just, hopefully that'll help. But I mean, you know, Bill O'Brien, and Drunk Bevo, this is a really good question. And maybe we save this for RJ if he'll ever have that argument with us. How much playing in the AFC South has covered up how badly run this franchise is? I think if you, when you look at, you can say, oh, four division titles. But if you kind of go and look, and you break down each season, one of the main things is like there was always one team that was supposed to be good that was all absolute crap that took away from it, or Andrew Luck got hurt or something like that. There was always some catastrophe for one of the teams that was supposed to be good. And you really didn't like the year the Jaguars won. It was the Texans who had the catastrophe. So you didn't really have to be that good. But I'm not going to say Bill O'Brien's a bad coach. I think Bill O'Brien is an average football coach. And an average coach in an average division has been able to win more games than maybe, you know, I don't know, than a bad coach would win, certainly. But, yeah, it covers up a lot. The problem is not so much that he's, yeah, I don't want to dismiss winning those division titles, but at no point have they been close to being a team that you could look at and say, this team can win a Super Bowl. And to take that step, sometimes you have to make changes, and they haven't. They're making changes that give him more and more control over things. And the problem is Deshaun Watson by himself is going to be able to cover up a lot of Bill O'Brien. And if that happens, they're going to win 7 or 8 games just because of him. So, you know, I do think in the interest of fairness, because believe me, I have no problem with ripping the guy. I don't like him as a coach. I hate him as a GM. And I think he's a bully and a bad person. But I don't think he's a bad football coach. I just don't think I think he's very, very mediocre. As Rick Sanchez would call him, an agent of averageness.
I think he's a very mediocre coach. I think he's a very, very bad GM.
It's looking that way.
I mean, he hasn't done any good GM moves, has he?
No.
The one that you could defend would be the Laremy Tunsil one. Even I think they probably...
They might have overpaid, but, well, you have to sign him now. Yeah, if you don't sign him...
If you would have signed him immediately, there could have been some discussion of, well, maybe they gave up too much. I don't know. But when you follow it up with the next few moves, it moves the point.
But the reality of that trade is you can't get 25-year-old stud left tackles. You can't. They're just not available.
They're hard to find.
So I don't mind that they overpaid to get him.
But you better have him. You better keep
him. Yeah, because if you have him for 2 years, and the trades that came after were worse because, all right, I love to go for it with Tunsil trade. Why are you giving away Clowney now? I mean, those two to me are the exact opposite. They show a lack of planning, a lack of forethought, and it's frightening because that guy has all the power now. So 346 says, but what are the worst trades right off the bat? Because the Bags and most of those others weren't bad right from the go. Well, the Bagwell trade was one of the best. It says Hop may be the worst. Well, that's the thing. That's almost all of those trades that I had on the list. There were either guys who hadn't quite turned into what they were going to become that you gave up nothing for, or really establish guys who are kind of on the level of Hopkins. So like Elvin Hayes being traded for Jack Marin. was on that list. And Elvin Hayes was already on his way to a Hall of Fame career. Then he went on and won a championship. So that one was just awful. And that one was probably the most comparable in terms of he had a problem with his head coach. The head coach had a problem with him. The Moses Malone trade was another one. That's an MVP in his prime that you traded.
Yeah.
Now, and that one was because you didn't want to pay the guy. They had new owners at the time. They didn't want to pay him $2 million a year, which was a lot of money back then. And it wound up working out in the long term. Like at the time, you'd look at that and it's number one. But in the long term, they wound up tanking. And the whole point was to get rid of him to tank and getting Samson and Olajuwon and eventually winning a title. So, you know, that one you judge differently over time. Like the Curt Schilling trade, which is on there. That's another one. At the time, though, and I do remember this, we all questioned the hell out of that. Because the guy could pitch, and you weren't giving him a chance in the rotation. You were using him out of the bullpen. It's like, what are you thinking? This guy's got stuff. And they get, boy, that Ben Roethlisberger thing going on. God, he looks fat. Jeez, he looks like Jared Lorenzen.
He's huge.
Man.
I mean, I thought it was Jared Lorenzen when I first saw him. I think he's dead.
He is.
He's left-handed.
Yes, he is.
So I was like, oh, my God, that's Ben Roethlisberger. It looks like Brett Kiesel throwing a football is what it looks like. You remember the Steelers guy with the giant beard?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Wow. That's quite the pull there. You've probably been drinking some Carbach.
Lamont says, I've been hearing AJ talk about Brady drop-off, but Rivers looks even worse. We'll get to that on the other side. I want to discuss that a little bit. I got to tell you guys about Carbach. And no, Carbach is one of the places who isn't open during this. They're not doing curbside food. But their employees are hard at work continuing to make beer is what they're doing right now. So, they're brewing beer so they can put it out in the stores. So we've all got beer to drink and God bless them for it. You know, they're having a hard time keeping things in stock because, you know, the demand is high right now. Texas, I heard, was drinking more than any state in the union. So kudos to you guys as well. But Carbach continuing to pump out great products, get it into the grocery stores so you can sit home at the end of the day, crack open a beer, and watch your Netflix or whatever you're getting into that night. But Carbach's really got something for everybody. The Rattlers, Love Street, the IPAs, that you can get the Porters. They've got something for everyone. And guys, try and support them when you can. When you're out and about this week, when you do your trip to the local grocer, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
Be legends after all.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just a reminder, the Late Hits guys will be on tonight at 7. Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, those guys do a great job. Really enjoy listening to them, so if you get a chance, stick with them.
So before the break, we talked. The Lamont had tweeted he's been hearing about me saying that Brady dropped off, but Rivers looked even worse. Says I'm not seeing this Colts love when he just left a team with more talent and won 4 games in a weaker division. I'm not seeing the Colts love either. I do think the Colts, they weren't good at quarterback last year, and.
Brisket was a check down guy. He didn't turn the ball over as much as Rivers did, but
it's going to look different. Certainly. The one thing I say about the Colts in this division, they've got the best coach. I don't think it's a discussion who's got the best coach in this division. I think it's the Colts, and Frank Reich and Philip Rivers have worked together in the past and had success in the past. Now, will it translate? I don't know. I mean that's a question we're gonna have to see.
And that is a fair question about the talent, but
yes, Philip Rivers sucked last year. It's not much different. He sucked more than his total QBR was lower than Brissett's.
Yeah. And the reality is when you look at that record, if he doesn't throw picks at the end of the games, they're a 9-7, 10-6 team.
Yeah.
And
he's just too sloppy with the ball.
A lot of that was on him. Think about all those games that they lost on the wire. And how many of them were his fault? So
it really just boils down to who's going to suck the least in that division.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And that's why, you know, they you could make the argument they're still the favorites. And that's but, you know, somebody pointed out, it's like, yeah, they won the division, but the Titans got further last year. And we've talked about that, too. It's that every other team in the division has made it to the AFC Championship game since Bill O'Brien has been head coach. He has not. Dustin retweeting is Sylvester Turner saying there's a video on social media of a person saying she was in a meeting with government officials confirming that there will be a city lockdown this weekend or Monday. All of this is false. I'm asking HPD and Harris County DA's office to investigate for possible prosecution. Yeah, guys, be real careful about spreading crap like that on Facebook.
Fake news. Fake news.
They've been pretty clear that there is no intention of that happening right now. And it's not nearly as bad here as it is in California and New York. So let's not spread that stuff and like, oh, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody who heard from somebody thing. Let's trust them to tell us the right stuff. Greg Abbott's been pretty straightforward from the beginning on this. Sylvester has as well. And you know what? If that's something that starts getting discussed, I'm sure, you know, it'll get out there. But this is a problem with today's social media. It's hard to trust anybody. So don't trust Jane on Facebook. I had a friend who said this.
Oh, well, and also don't worry because Sylvester Turner has never lied. Neither is Greg Abbott. So, like, you believe what they say, sir.
At least as it pertains to this so far, they've been pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Can we agree on that at least? Yeah.
All right.
Look, I'm not trying to praise either one of these guys. I have pretty much zero respect for either for differing reasons. But, you know, how they handled this kind of situation is what's important when we're in the middle of it. So I don't think that. Yeah, I think those kind of rumors and people saying, "Oh, this is happening and this is happening," you don't know. You're hearing it from unreliable sources. So just sit back and if it happens, then we'll deal with it then. But we're not there. I don't think we're there. I don't think we should be here either. But that's another. I don't want to repeat myself on that. 713-780-ESPN is the number. So we didn't get to the thing I wanted to talk about. Can we do that next segment?
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Because I don't praise those guys for a lot over there, but I think this thing is kind of cool as a U of H fan. How's okay. that?
Next, we're going to have Cat Wynn with Houston Schiff-Meal on. Okay. A little bit of time, too.
All right. Well, I can put this off for a while.
Well, we'll get to it at some point. We got to. I know if we can get a hold of RJ today, he's got an early out, so
okay.
We'll do our best.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. If you really want to fall to your five when you're back against the wall and a bunch of need you to go away, still going bad.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and let's go to the HR&P listener line, where we have Kat Wynn, founder of Houston Shift Meal. They're helping the restaurant industry workers affected by the shutdown. It's HoustonShiftMeal.com. Kat, appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Tell us what's going on with you guys.
Oh, thank you for having me. Well, this website actually just went live about 3 hours ago. So we are just trying to work around the clock to try and get aid to the Houston hospitality industry as quickly as possible. I'm sure everyone knows that they've closed down restaurants and bars. So any of the service industry that's been working off of tips, like they are going to be doing without for quite some time. And anyone who's been furloughed or laid off, what we're trying to do is help them by providing hot meals every day so that they can reallocate their funds to bills or rent or diapers or whatever it is that else that they could actually need.
So if somebody is like right now who's in that situation, they can just go to the website and find out what you guys are about?
Yes. So the site just went live as of 3 hours ago. Right now it's live to collect donations as well as take on applications for restaurant partners. By tomorrow, I should have a list of restaurant partners that we're able to sponsor. So the whole idea of it is I'm putting together donations and sponsorship so that I can give the restaurants basically $250 a day for them to provide anywhere between 50 to 75 meals. And when they agree to that, I'll create a Facebook event on our page, and any of the people that are in need should go to the Facebook page so that they can see real life time who the restaurant sponsors are, where they are with, you know, availability, and also what we have plans like coming up, you know, every day. Because the thing of it is that none of the restaurants really know, you know, what's going to happen day after day. So there are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and this thing seems to change every day just to something else. So basically, anybody who might need help, anybody who wants to help, or any restaurant that wants to participate can go to your website now and find out about everything.
Yes. And we'll try to keep updating, like, resources for anyone who needs help. They should definitely keep an eye on the Facebook page as well. But anyone who wants to help, go directly to the website.
So what's your reach on this? Is it 'cause with HoustonShiftMeal.com, does that include all of Harris County? I mean, how far are you guys reaching with this?
So what's basically going to happen is right now I have a list of about 7 or 8 restaurant partners that we're going to start with. As I collect more sponsorship dollars, we'll be able to include more restaurants, hopefully a little bit further out, partnerships. So the restaurants that are partnering with us, the number of restaurants that we can sponsor is going to be directly correlated with how much money we have. We are very lucky, actually, to be able to partner with the Texas Wine School. She's letting me use her nonprofit. So we're running all donations through her nonprofit. So all donations, all monetary donations are tax deductible.
All right, that's Kat Wynn, founder of Houston Shift Meal. It's a cool thing you're doing, Kat, and appreciate you coming on, spending a couple minutes, and telling the people about it.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a good one. So, yeah, that's a cool thing, and we're going to continue to spotlight things like this as they come up to try to help people. So, all right, so I wanted to mention this. One of the things that obviously people this time, when things like this happen and there's no sports, are trying to come up with stuff, and brackets and Mount Rushmores are like the most popular.
Did you see what Joe Lunardi's doing?
No, what's he doing?
So he did his bracket on Selection Sunday, and he's going through right now and basically simulating every game based on his projections and things like that of how every game would have worked out. And basically, as the games would have been tipping off, he's updating the bracket with what would have been happening right now. So Joe Lunardi, who I don't normally follow, pretty cool follow right now.
Interesting. And guys, I don't mean to start a political discussion because I hate both of those turds. So, you know, I'm not really interested in diving into that. But so far, what they have told us has been accurate. And if it's not, fine. But again, let's not start fostering panic over stuff. This is, you know, this is the problem. So, oh, this guy lied about this, so he's going to lie about this. And you know, we got to worry about this now. People have enough to worry about. Let's stop spreading things until we have to deal with them. Anyway, talking about brackets, Joseph Duarte works at the Chronicle, who does a really good job at University of Houston. A guy I worked with, one of the few people I still like from over there. He went down, and University of Houston is one of the few places that has enough people that you can do this with. But he did a full bracket of the greatest Cougar athletes, and people are going on there to vote for him, and it's on cron.com if you want to go check it out, or follow him on Twitter at Joseph Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E, and check out what he did. But I'm curious if you could guess the four number one seeds.
Dream.
Correct.
I guess Clyde would make sense, too.
Clyde is a two.
Oh, okay.
Which makes sense when you hear the other three.
Case Keenum.
Case is an eight seed. He's a two seed. But I think he's got a good chance to get out of his bracket.
Elvin Hayes.
Elvin Hayes is a one. Andre Ware.
Ah, oh, damn it.
And Carl Lewis. Yeah, that's kind of like, But, those are all pretty legitimate number ones.
Yeah.
But those are the one seeds. The twos are Billy Ray Brown, okay, golfer. Wilson Whitley, Clyde Drexler, Case Keenum.
Okay.
Case will have a shot against the one seed Elvin Hayes there. So, there's some people that I forgot about that, like, they've got Greg Ward Jr. as a five.
Man.
Okay. I think he's a five. It's hard to read this damn thing, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he's a five. Nope, he's an eight. That's even worse. So, they've got all these golfers because they won like 16 golf championships. Fred Couples, guys like that. You know, Doug Drabeck's on here, which is not a bad one. And some of these lower seeds are pretty good athletes, pretty famous. Steve Elkington's a three.
Yeah, I had a buddy who put together one of these brackets. One of my buddies from Austin put together one for the University of Texas.
Yeah, but that'd be pretty good too.
And instantly jumped in Cat Osterman to yell at him for not putting any women in it. So,
But I mean, as much as I thought that was stupid with the NCAA bracket, for something like this, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And she probably should have been in there. Well, interestingly enough, the potential second round matchup, Carl Lewis versus Carol Lewis.
Who's Carol Lewis?
That's his sister. She was actually fantastic.
I don't know anything about her.
She was a fantastic athlete in her own right. And was pretty famous back in the day. So a lot of these guys are way before your time, like Elmo Wright and Otis Birdsong.
Yeah.
Danny Davis, who was a terrific quarterback. With, like, David Klingler's on here as a six. So I just thought it was pretty cool. They also have Roman Anderson in there, which, okay, a kicker? Come on. I mean, I know you got to feel 64. But if you're a UH fan, it's worth checking out. I think he's got Robert Newhouse a little underseated. I mean, he was pretty stout. But that there were so many guys from that era when they were just great athletically at everything that people tend to forget. And, like, Wilson Whitley is not a name that a lot of people know today. He was a monster. He was one of the greatest football players in the history of that school. So, but hard to argue with the 4-1 seeds. I mean,
Do Rice.
Okay. Lance Berkman.
Okay. Taylor McCarg.
Taylor only because he liked you.
He was a blitzer.
Yeah. Boy, it'd probably be all baseball. Anthony Rendon, Lance Berkman. Gosh, they haven't really had a. Tommy Kramer.
Okay.
Tommy Kramer played quarterback for the Vikings back in the day. It was pretty decent. Boy,
James Casey? I'm running out. Good try.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Who was the pitcher? Was it Phil Umber?
Well, Matt Anderson was pretty good.
Matt Anderson, yeah. He was really good.
Yeah.
Pothead, but really good.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a pothead.
Yeah, but I think he was kind of like too into pot to where it made him less effective. What about Indy Kalu?
I mean,
you'd have to make the bracket, right?
Yeah. See, boy, doing famous Bert Emanuel.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is a terrible bracket. Sorry.
Sorry, Rice.
Sorry for bringing this up.
Philip Umber was a Rice guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, man, I'm looking at some of these others. Okay, Jose Cruz Jr.
Okay.
Indy really is probably top five.
Who's the best Rice basketball player of all time?
Oh, boy. There was a guy when I was younger who was really good. He was, like, almost led the nation in scoring, and I can't remember.
Morris Almond.
No, it wasn't Morris Almond.
That was the last recent good player. I don't know any other ones.
You got it. It's back in the, like, 80s, early 80s, mid 80s.
Ken Austin?
No. If you say his name, is it Ricky Pierce?
Ricky Pierce was there.
Ricky Pierce, yeah. That's who it was. So.
It's a Rice guy.
It's probably your. That's the best one I can think of.
Well. That's enough Rice hoops discussion for today.
That's the most Rice that we've ever talked on this show, or probably ever will again.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Happy Friday. Somebody was angry saying you should look at Rice graduates versus UH graduates. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. And I went and looked, and yeah, you don't win that one either, guys. Sorry. Even though there's more students at UH. You're going to wind up with a lot more famous people. 713-780-ESPN. So he says, getting back to the topic from earlier, I think the Titans gave away Casey to free up cap space to pursue Clowney. Whether they get him or not, that's yet to be seen. As a Titan fan, the move still baffled me. You don't make that money unless you already have a deal in place, or that move unless you already have a deal in place. I don't think that's a good trade. I'd rather have Jarrell Casey, but that's me.
I don't know about that.
See, I think he's a better player.
Ooh, okay.
I do.
I could see you saying he's a better value.
Well, especially if you're going to pay $20 million a year for Clowney, I don't think that's a good value at all. But
man, there's still a lot of people.
Jarrell Casey, more sacks than Clowney.
There's still a lot of people who really believe that Brady is going to just blow up this season. He's going to be 43 years old.
We'll see.
And everybody talks about his weapons last year were so bad. They were basically the same they were in 2018. And the easy thing to say, well, he had Gronk then. Look at Gronk's 2018 numbers.
He didn't really have Gronk.
I'll let you know right now, before you even go look, 2018 Gronk wasn't peak Gronk, okay? So the drop-off from 2018 to 19. There wasn't much difference in the roster around him. Brady just, he's getting old. This happens to everybody.
Sometimes.
It'll even happen to you one day, Fred.
No, I don't think so. Hope I die before I get old. let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And kudos to anybody who got that relatively obscure Who reference there. We've seen a lot of dumbness over this coronavirus. How about this guy? American Airlines flight is in Dallas. They're going to fly to Nashville, which is not a long flight, right? They're going to leave at 6:30 on Saturday. Except a man refused to lift his tray table. And then he said, I have the coronavirus.
Uh-oh.
People were freaked out because nobody knew what was going on. They didn't know if he was actually sick or if he was making a joke. He basically lied about having the coronavirus. And right after he was escorted off the plane, the cops had to come back and explain it. Well, the flight was still delayed because the crew members didn't want to fly.
That guy ruined everything.
Yeah, so a flight that was supposed to be less than 2 hours, you were going to leave at 6:30, or a little more than 2 hours, and get there at 8:40, did not arrive until 4:40 a.m. the next day because they had to have hazmat crews come out.
Ugh.
So the man was arrested for making a false claim but didn't provide further comment about the incident. I kind of feel like false claim there isn't enough. It isn't. This guy should be, I think, at least tarred and feathered.
I'm with you.
Do they still do that?
I don't think so. I think that's actually considered cruel and unusual.
No, that's too bad. I mean, it is unusual, but I guess that tar probably hurts.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think the feathering hurts as much.
Well, yeah. I mean, feathers are.
But I do think tar, is that part of it. Like, I think you can just feather someone, but tarring is pretty much frowned upon.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So he said he may not have been Pete Gronk, but teams were still treating him like he was, opening up receivers in a run game for the other mediocre players. They didn't have that last year. I still don't think Brady's anywhere close to what he was, though. And that could be true. Both of those could be true. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's completely done, but just historically, old guy has good year, wins a championship, comes back the next year, significantly drops off. There's almost never a time where they bounce back. I think the closest I can think of is Brett Favre going from the Jets to the Vikings, because he was better with the Vikings than he was the Jets, and you thought he might be washed then, but he wasn't that old. So, yeah, we'll see. Bleed blue. So the other three people on the flight were really inconvenienced. Yeah, I can't imagine that they held up a whole bunch of people on that flight.
No.
Then Hockley Dan, isn't it saying he has a coronavirus equates saying bomb on the plane? Yeah, this is a PSA. I mean, none of us are probably going to fly again for at least 10 years while they work all this out. But the next time you fly, don't make jokes about stuff like that. They frown upon that. And, yeah, I mean, that's... It's funny because you can't even bring another plane. I mean, they can't be using all their planes right now.
No.
You just brought another plane over? Have you ever had to change planes? It took like an hour when there was a plane that had that I was on that had a problem, mechanical problem, and they took us all off and put us on another.
I've never been taken off the plane. I always just sit on the stupid plane until they fix it, which seems like it takes forever.
Which is what happened the last time we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
So, Lee Belosa says, no offense to AJ, but where do I get an ESPN romper like Fred has? David Gow gave me this. This was cool. I wear it sometimes.
Yeah. It's a full body romper. It's got the it's actually got the butt flap.
Yeah, I've got the butt flap.
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like a onesie. It's like an ESPN onesie. All right, 713-780 ESPN. Do we know if we're going to have RJ today? Have we worked on that?
I haven't heard back from him, so no, I'm not sure we're going to have RJ.
832.
I'm gonna have Aaron call him during the break, and we'll see if we can get him some kind of way.
Okay. 832 says the meet the parents scene with saying bomb on a plane is still a classic. Yeah, that was pretty good. It's one of the few things I liked about that movie, but it was funny. Yeah, I've especially considering my last name, I would not make any
jokes
on the plane or on the airport. Including declaring jihad on an airline. You don't want to ever do that. Trust me. All right, quick break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.